Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody. And happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh, you beat me to it. Uh-huh. I was about to say that.
Sorry.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the people who are Irish or love drinking beer.
Neither one of them are me.
But well, both of them are me, so.
Really? Okay, interesting.
Yeah, a little bit of Irish.
Well, actually, I don't know. I guess there is a possibility I could be Irish. I know nothing about my history.
Yeah, well, you know you're West Virginian.
That's true. That's as far back as I know.
Yeah, I know, like, a little bit, but, I mean, I feel like everybody who lives in the Philly area is, like, a little bit Irish and a little bit Italian, so,
true. You know. True. Yep. So, actually, fun fact about our lives, me and Savannah hung out last weekend, and we had planned to, like, do something fun for the podcast, you know, like, maybe do a little vlog, and then we were like, nah, let's not do that. Let's go bowling instead.
Yeah. Yep.
So, we go bowling, and... Well, we don't go bowling. We go to the bowling place, and they said it was going to be an hour and a half wait. First of all, have you ever heard of that in your life?
Literally, no.
So we were like, okay. It was ridiculous. Absolutely not. So then we were like, okay, let's go axe throwing. Were there any appointments? No.
Mm-mm.
It was a struggle. We should have probably just went and did something haunted, but we still had fun.
Yeah.
So.
See, but by the time we decided to do that, all those things... It was too late to do any of the haunted things, too.
Yeah.
Unless we just went to one that wasn't, like, a tour.
Mm-hmm. It was a big mess. But all in all, we had fun. But we didn't do any haunted things, so sorry.
Yeah, we did play some cornhole, and I was awful at it.
Yeah. Savannah was my partner, and it wasn't... We did not do very good.
Yeah, I was...
I'm not good either, though.
I'm like, horrible.
Let's, yeah.
No, you're so good. You're, like, a pro compared to me.
Okay, maybe. Okay, also, just because I feel like I have to mention this, if you are not on TikTok, there is, like, a big question going around right now in the whole world that we live in, Earth, if you will. Are there more doors or wheels? And me and Savannah have had this argument for days. Yeah, and I would just like to say that I am on Team Wheels.
See, I think I am now too, but also, like, I just wanted to fight with you at first, so I was I was Team Doors.
Oh, so, that's funny.
You know.
That's funny. Well, comment below on anything that we post to let me know if you're Wheels or Doors, because I just want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really do.
Yeah.
Well,
we said that at the same time.
I know.
But I have some little paranormal update.
Ooh,
for you.
Okay.
So my brother Ryan was home for the past 2 days and, like, for spring break. And then he's actually flew out to Memphis for, like, this conference thing. Yeah, it's sounds
fancy.
Like fun. But anyways, he was home. So we were talking, and I asked him if he had anything paranormal going on in, like, his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he said yes.
Oh.
So, he lives in, like, an apartment that's, like, it's sort of like a house that's broken into, like, 4 apartments, I think.
Okay.
If you know it, you can sort of picture that.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him about the paranormal stuff, and he says that in his kitchen there's, like, a ceiling fan, and he'll walk by it and the pull string will move by itself and, like, flip up.
Ew. Like, that is disgusting.
Not just, like, move a little bit, but, like, flip up by itself.
No, that's scary.
See, like, it's just, like, a little thing, but that is kind of scary.
Wait, would he let us go and investigate?
Maybe. He's only there for, like, a little bit longer because, you know, it's almost the end of the year, yeah. And this is last year.
Okay, let's go investigate. Wait, he's a senior?
Yes.
Oh, phew. That makes me feel so old. Okay.
I know.
Moving on.
Anyways. Anyways, he said also, though, in one of the other apartments in the house, they have, like, a frame hanging on the wall, and at night, it'll jiggle and, like, sound like the glass is breaking.
No, stop. That's horrifying. I really don't like that. Because that's, like, it's not mean, but it's also, like, not nice. You feel me? It's, like, weird behavior.
Right. And I would, like, probably go up to it and be like, is it actually cracking? Like, that's, like, a weird noise to make.
And, like, what if it did crack if you, like, went up to it?
No, seriously. I don't know what I would do. Just, like, throw away the picture. I wonder what's in the picture. He didn't tell me.
Right, that's what I want to know. Like, is it of somebody that, like, lives in the apartment? Is it somebody who died? Ooh, we need maybe. The info.
Yeah, because this house / apartment is, like, it looks kind of old. So, I mean, I'm sure there's been so many people in there.
Ew.
So, yeah. And also, this is not in Ryan's apartment, but Adriana was in the room with us when we were talking about it. And so she added that she has seen a ghost in our dining room before.
What?
She said she didn't really have any other details to that.
Okay.
She was just like, oh yeah, there was like a figure, like a shadow or something in there.
Okay. That's interesting. So.
Yeah. Okay. So she thinks that she saw a ghost.
Okay. I want more information on that. From Adriana herself. But if it was a ghost in your house is fairly new. So I would say it would be the land. Like, the ghost of something on the land that was there.
I was just about to say, like, she told my mom, and my mom said that it's impossible for us to have ghosts.
Why? Because it's a new house?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, that's also what I would have told a child as well.
Yeah, so see, that's it,
if
too.
If you're listening, Adriana, just I didn't hear the last 5 minutes.
I think I might have scared her, though, because she said something about ghosts being attached to objects. I was like, oh, yeah, they can be. And she was like, oh, no, don't tell me that.
Oh, no.
It's like, oop.
That's funny.
But, yeah, that's my little ghost update. I've never really had any experiences myself, but, you know.
Maybe one day. Maybe we can go to Ryan's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's crazy. Let me see. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please. But other than that, that's all the intro topics I have if we want to get into our stories today.
Yeah, that's all I had too. So we're going to get into some Philadelphia stories.
Philly, shout out.
I was actually listening to the Always Sunny podcast, and it got me thinking about Philly. Mm-hmm. And, like, feeling a little bit homesick for the area.
Yeah.
So, I got some cool stories.
Yay.
These are going to be legends from Old City Philadelphia, so, like, the historic part.
Okay.
Which is obviously, like, the most haunted because it's old, you know?
Yeah. The oldest always equals the haunted.
Most. And it's, like,
before. I was going to say hauntedest, but that's not it.
I mean, we can, that's a word, right?
Sure.
Hauntedest.
Now it is.
But it's, like, the before the start of America. Like, it's kind of hard to even imagine.
Oh. Yeah, no, my brain can't. That's before my brain, like, works, you know?
Yeah, because Philadelphia was there for so long. Like, America was founded, what, 1776? Six. Mm-hmm. And then some of these are from early 1700s, so.
Wow. That's so
pretty
wild.
Crazy. Okay, so the first one I want to talk about is the ghost of Ben Franklin.
No, okay, what? I've heard that his ghost is in Philly.
Yes, because, okay, Ben Franklin, like, in Philly, he's everywhere. There's statues all over the place, tons of, like, reenactors, and we even have, like, a whole museum named after him, the Franklin Institute, that I used to love going to, but Philly loves Ben Franklin, for one.
Mm-hmm. You know where I learned that fact, actually?
Hmm.
The movie National Treasure. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Oh, my God, guys. We've got a winner. Savannah's seen one movie I've asked. National Treasure.
See, but that's not, like, a scary movie.
You're right.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's everywhere. Just like in that movie. It's accurate.
Good. I always wondered if it was.
Mm-hmm. But there's a statue of him at Library Hall, which apparently it was a library for the Library Company of Philadelphia, which is like, What kind of name is that?
What is the library company?
I don't know. It's like, that's what it used to be. Mm-hmm. I guess that's not a thing anymore. But now it's the Library for the American Philosophical Society, which was founded by Ben Franklin. So that's kind of cool. They have a statue of him out front. And this statue in particular, because I said there's like many, is said to step down from its pedestal and walk around the city.
Excuse me. Okay, so we're positive that's not like one of those people who do that.
See, that's like kind of what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, because okay. There's like a lot of reenactors too. But I mean, I guess you would know that it's him, the statue, if you don't see the statue up there, you know?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's crazy. If that's true, I would love to see that with my own eyeballs.
Right. Like, that would be cool. But he steps down, and people say that he walks around, dances, and he'll even go into bars sometimes.
Me.
I know. Reports go all the way back to, like, when he died. So, like, wow. Right after he died, people saw his statue walking around and even, like, walking to his house, just what? Like he would normally do.
That's so cool.
Right. And then he was also seen in the Philosophical Society library in the 1880s. Wow. And he knocked over a cleaning lady when he was, like, rushing to go look at books.
Wow. So this man's just living his regular life in the afterlife.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
That's fun.
So I did read this whole article of somebody who was trying to find him. He, they said they visited Philadelphia to see Ben Franklin dance because that's the big thing. They say like, oh, he gets down and dances.
Mm-hmm.
And they went over 4th of July because that seemed like the best time to go.
Of course.
Cause it's like, when else is he going to step down?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And this person, they like kept asking people in the city, like, oh, do you know this legend? But literally nobody knew what he was talking about, which was interesting. See, that's like the hard part of like looking up these legends in Philly. Like, there's like no, like not a lot of people either believe in ghosts or like see these ghosts, so it's like hard. But there's also ghost tours all over Philly, so it's just contradictory. But anyways, this person said they did go on a ghost tour, and the tour guide told them the statue will dance on Easter Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But like, that doesn't really make sense because Ben Franklin wasn't really that religious, so like, why would he choose Easter right. Sunday?
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Sus.
And this person also visited the grave of Ben, and the crypt keeper of the cemetery, he said that he doesn't personally believe in ghosts, of course, but he never heard of this story of him dancing, but he did say that he believed in energy, and that there was a good energy, a pure and positive energy in the cemetery.
Well, that's good news, at least.
Yeah, it is. And he also said that Ben Franklin haunts the city of Philadelphia in, like, different ways. Like, his inventions and his history are all over the city.
I mean, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
And, so I mean, all over the world now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, like, he made the city, and it's still, like, he's still all over it. So that's pretty cool. And then there's another thing about his grave. Lots of people visit Ben Franklin's grave, and apparently you have to pay, like, $2 to go and see it.
What?
Yeah, but people will give him a penny, like, on his grave.
Oh.
So I guess $2 and a penny.
That's funny. Actually, when I went to the Bonaventure Cemetery, people had put pennies on, what's-her-name's, little Gracie's grave.
Oh.
So I don't know if like that's like a thing.
Well, okay, I have a reason for why they leave pennies. It's because he would say a penny saved is a penny earned.
Okay, interesting. Maybe people just like to give them money because money.
Yeah, there's that too. And apparently people will leave the gravesite with less money in their wallet because Ben Franklin, like the ghost of Ben Franklin, takes more money.
Okay, me as a ghost.
Like, because he's like, why just a penny? Like, come on.
He's like, come on. You know how much taxes are around here?
Right, exactly. It's like inflation. Like, it's not worth the same anymore. So, yeah, that's my little story on Ben Franklin. And I have some other ones, but...
I love little Ben Franklin. That's fun.
Like, I want to go and see if I can find him.
I would love to see his statue move. Like, truly, I really would.
Mm-hmm.
I would be scared, but I would love to see it.
No, you have to, like, make sure they know you won't be scared because they probably wouldn't move, right?
Well, that's a good point.
You gotta, like, send them the positive energy and be like, listen, you gotta move for me just so I can prove to myself.
I'll just sit there and be like, listen, just please move. I do that with my cats. I'm like, just talk to me. I know you can. You know, I would just sit there and beg the statue to move.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. Okay, well, the next little story I have is about the oldest alley in the United States.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is pretty cool. This is called Elfrith's Alley. It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah.
But Elfrith's Alley, it was named after this, I mean, it's somebody's last name. And it's the oldest continuously occupied residential street in the entire United States.
Wow.
So, it's kind of cool. It's in Philly, and it dates back to 1703.
Whoa. That's seriously crazy.
I know, like, it seriously was before the United States was the United States, and literally it's still a America. Street.
Wow.
So it dates back to then, and it has 32 houses, but they're all, like, really tiny. I'll get into how small. They were built between 1703 and 1836, and most of them, they're all, like, Trinity houses, which I didn't really know what that meant.
No, me neither.
But it's, like, a small house that has three floors, and each floor has basically one room. And they're all, like, row homes, so, like, right next to each other.
Yeah.
And these types of homes are mainly, like, just in Philly.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, if you can picture, like, three rooms stacked on top of each other.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what this street is, like, a bunch of those little houses. And over 3,000 people have lived in these houses over all of those years, which is a lot.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how many people have passed through with all the ghosts and stuff.
So many.
So people still live in some of these houses, and there's also a museum.
Ooh.
A few of the houses were converted into the museum, and that's they're cool. Set up like it would have been hundreds of years ago.
That's so cool. I want to go.
Right. Like, honestly, going into those old houses that are set up like they used to be, I always wish I could live in one of them. And, like, this you kind of can because... Because
you can, yeah.
Yeah. and they also have, like, events on this street because, okay, also, if you can imagine, it's, like, only... It's not as not big enough for a car to drive down. It was for, like, carts.
Like golf back in the carts? Day. Oh, yeah.
No, like horse-drawn carts, I
got
guess.
Got it. But, like, modern-day golf carts.
Possibly. I think that could ride down it. But it's, like, cobblestone.
Yeah.
But they have, like, cool events there. That's and, like, so there's, cool. like, a whole organization. But, of course, there's also ghosts.
So. Oh, yes. Of course.
So, there is a main ghost who is a soldier who died... during the Revolutionary War.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, he was found to be a spy.
Oh, not a spy.
Yeah, British spy, and he was hanged in the alley.
Pip, pip, cheerio, that's bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't realize you were going to say that immediately after I started saying that. So.
Yeah. So people say that they see and hear him haunting the alley. There's no, like, definite proof that this hanging happened, but, like, probably.
I mean, I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
That's sad.
So there's also some other ghostly things that'll happen. And this one's just creepy. People will be walking through the alley and suddenly feel like they're being choked or suffocated.
Ew, no.
Yeah. See, like,
alleys freak me out in general.
I mean, when you see pictures of this one, it's really nice. And they have, like, all these, just because, like, they have a historical society and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, these events. But then you walk through there to, like, go to this fun event and you feel like you're being choked. Like,
no, absolutely not. Like, I feel like alleys are so dark and creepy anyway. Imagine just walking down a dark and creepy alley and then you're getting choked. Like, that's my worst nightmare. I think they have lights in this one. Well, true. But still, that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a no from me. But there's also reports of strange lights and voices, of course. And people catch images of ghosts on their cameras as orbs. We love orbs, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, but also not really, because orbs are like...
Orbs are debatable.
Iffy. Yeah. So, yeah, that is the alleyway, which, I don't know, I feel like I would want to go and just check it out. I've never heard of it before.
I would definitely go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I have one more story that's kind of a longer one. So, this is the third part of my little series of old Philadelphia. And this is Washington Square.
Ooh, I've heard of that.
Yes. So it's a park. It's like a park in the middle of the city. Or in the middle of, I guess, the historic area. And unfortunately, we might have to throw it back to Cheeseman Park.
No. No.
Yes, yes.
Wait, okay. Did you know that this information previous to doing this work?
No.
Ew, okay. So I'm assuming you've been there before.
Yeah, I think I've been there.
Okay. I was just curious. Anyway.
Yeah.
For those who haven't listened to the Cheeseman Park episode.
Yeah, I didn't look up what number that was.
Mm-hmm. But... I can look it up real quick.
Okay. Yeah, Cheeseman Park. I mean, if I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't listened to that one, go listen to that one too.
Too bad. But... it's getting spoiled.
Yeah. So, yes.
By the way, if you want to listen to it just before the spoil, uh-huh, it's episode 43.
Okay.
So
43.
If you don't want it spoiled, go listen to it right now. But if you've already heard it, go ahead.
Yeah. This is very similar. Because this park was a burial ground as well.
Dun dun dun.
Yes. It was actually a potter's field.
What is that?
Which is, it's a designated burial ground for paupers, foreigners, and those who weren't considered worthy of a Christian burial.
Oh my God. This is just, that's really bad. That's like really, really bad.
Yeah. They were buried with no casket and no headstone and just wrapped in a canvas.
Oh my God. So you really didn't know about that before going to the... Oh, man.
No, and Taylor, it gets even worse. Like, honestly, I was only going to do the first two stories and, like, do even more. And then I found this one. I was like, I have to add this in, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gets even worse.
Oh, no.
But, okay, very much paranormal. Yes.
Of course, obviously.
But the most prevalent ghost is not... I don't even know if she's buried here.
Interesting.
The most common ghost is Leah, and she, when she was alive, she would actually protect the area from grave robbers and body snatchers.
Okay, Leah.
Yeah.
Go off.
As I said in, like, the previous episode, people would steal bodies from graves, so that's body snatchers, or mm-hmm, resurrectionists. And in this graveyard...
Graveyard.
What did I call it? Potter's Field.
Yeah.
In this Potter's Field, most people were buried. Like most of the people who were buried were poor, but some weren't, and were actually buried with things of value.
Interesting.
Like, for example, one like one story I saw said, like, a member of one of the families in the area, it said the Carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really know who that is. But one family member died by suicide, so they could not have a Christian burial.
Okay.
So they had to be buried there, so their family decided to be buried alongside with them.
Okay.
At Washington Square. So that's an example of, like, a family that would have items that people would actually want to steal. So it's that, like,
makes sense.
Yeah. And people would target graves like these for the valuable items.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bodies, people would go and take them because, I mean, most of the graves were, like, people who didn't, people nobody really cared about, sadly. Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. So Leah would walk around at night with a lantern to scare people off.
Good.
Yes.
Go, Leah.
And people say that she still walks Washington Square at night with her little lantern.
Oh, okay. I love Leah, but that's so creepy.
I know. It is. Some have seen, like, a bright light when walking through at night. So, yeah, she's just still there protecting everyone who was buried there.
Oh, that's sweet.
But she is not the only ghost.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, I guess... See, now looking back, I'm like, I don't think I saw the date of, like, when they first started burying people there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming this was before the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
Because there's also some Revolutionary War ghosts here.
Okay.
Okay. We're just gonna get into it. Oh, geez, my first point here. We're getting right into it. Many soldiers were buried here in, like, mass graves.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. Good, good.
And these were mostly prisoners of war that had sadly passed away while being held by the British.
That is so sad.
Yeah. And they were kept in, like, horrible conditions, and it didn't take long for them to die, like, once they were imprisoned by the British.
No.
Freaking British.
Right.
That, and then this actually caused a surge of paranormal activity in the 1800s.
Whoa. As it should. Yeah.
Right.
The British. I hope they were haunted. Bad.
Right.
For killing them.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like possibly one or two British soldiers ended up on the list there.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing most of it was... Americans.
Yeah.
Some visitors to the park have heard, like, disembodied whispers and screams.
Ew.
And there have also been full-bodied apparitions of soldiers seen.
Yikes. Now I want to go to this park at night.
Right. Like, see... All these, like, things that we talk about, and, like, I just want to go see for myself.
Okay, but we're going to these, because we can easily go to Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, like, I want to go back.
Yeah.
Also, though, there's a memorial in the park. See, this sort of makes me think that we won't see any of the ghosts, because... There was, like, a memorial put up for the Revolutionary soldiers in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was finished, some of the voices actually went quiet.
Oh.
Like, they were at peace.
Oh, okay, well, that's good, though. They deserve to be at peace.
Yeah. I know, it's good, but I do want to hear the ghosts still. So.
I know, but, like, where are the ghosts at?
Yeah. Okay, so you thought I was done there. No, there's still another group of people that I want to touch on. So, another group of people that was buried at Washington Square were the victims of yellow fever.
No.
In 1793.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were just burying a lot of people.
Yeah. I know. I didn't even really look up, like, when they stopped. Probably after this.
They're still burying them there today. No.
No. No. But side note about the yellow fever, there's, like, a book called Fever 1793
mm-hmm.
that I read in elementary school, and it was such a good book.
I never had to read that one.
It was about yellow fever epidemic, like, in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Because it, like, apparently it hit Philadelphia before the other big cities.
Hmm.
So, yeah. But anyways, I recommend that book, but also I think it's for elementary school. So,
okay.
You know, whatever. But yeah, the yellow fever, see, now I have some statistics here. In 3 months, it killed about 5,000 residents of Philadelphia.
What? Okay, that's scary.
Do you know how much of the population that was?
Like, most of them? I don't know. Like, a third?
It was 10%.
Okay, that's a lot, though.
Yeah. And it was actually so bad that, like, the wealthy people fled the city. Wow. They're like, we're leaving. And the poor people had to deal with everything. And basically, one third of the city left.
Wow. That's so scary.
Right. And then, can you just imagine, like, being some of those poor people having to, like, deal with all this?
No, absolutely.
And trying not to get sick?
Ugh, that's so scary. It's like COVID, but worse.
Right. And also, okay, this is another side note. What is the difference between a pandemic and an endemic?
You mean the epidemic?
Yes.
So, a pandemic is, like, globally worldwide. An epidemic is, like, in a, like a place. Like one area. Like, I'm pretty sure the Ebola, it was an epidemic. Because it was, like, only in, like, one place.
All right. I feel like I did kind of know that. I'm just, stupid right now. Okay, anyways, that was just for the listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
So this was an epidemic. But because so many people were dying, they had to do the mass burial again in Washington Square.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it is said that if you walk through Washington Square and, like, you start to feel sick, it's because of the people who died of yellow fever.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's that.
Yeah, there's just that little fact.
Yeah. See, the last time I was in Philly, I went there, I'm pretty sure.
What?
I'm trying to think, like, was it a different park? I'm pretty sure it was Washington Square.
That's so
crazy. And we were just sitting on a picnic blanket.
When in reality, you were sitting on thousands of bodies.
Right.
That's like, crazy. What? Like, people don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know that.
I Wild. Know.
So scary.
I think there, I mean, there's, like, that memorial there. It probably says it on there. And I think there's, like, a crypt or something for somebody.
Oh, okay.
So.
Maybe people know.
Yeah.
I surely didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm, like, mixing up my parks, but I don't know. Like, to the ones that I've been to. I'm like, have I been to this one? I'm not really too sure because I haven't been there in a while, but. But yeah, so that's, there's some stories and some history for you.
Stories. No, yeah, the Philly stories, they were great. They were spooks my gooks for sure.
No, I know. There's a lot of crazy history that goes on, that's gone on there, and like.
Dude, Philly's wild. I've never even been, and I know Philly's wild. There are just so many stories.
Mm-hmm. I've heard. It's like its own little world, honestly.
No, truly. Truly. I can't wait to go. So, moving on, I guess, is the only way to do this. Mm-hmm. So, today, for you, I have the legend of Crybaby Bridge.
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
Crybaby Bridge.
So, Crybaby Bridge, although it does sound like one specific bridge, is actually, it's a nickname given to many different bridges all around the United States.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so basically in all these different states, there's different crybaby bridges.
Why is it called that?
Well, apparently at these bridges that are known as the crybaby bridges, legends say that, like, people can hear the sound of a baby crying from the bridge. Most likely, like, the ghost of a baby who was killed. So we'll get into more of that later. But, yeah, basically, there's tons of crybaby bridges. So,
that's insane.
Yeah. So most of the stories and legends, like with all of these bridges, are where like the mother like threw the baby off the bridge and like felt so much guilt that she also jumped and killed herself as well. And so most of the time, like, the stories are pretty much the same. Like, people can hear a baby cry, and sometimes they can see, like, the ghost of the mom. Or, like, she can be heard, like, crying, looking for her baby. So, yeah. Anyway, there are very specific stories, so let's get into it. So, I'm only going to cover a couple of the states, because, as I said, I'm pretty sure there's crybaby bridges in, like, every state. Mm-hmm. But, the states I'm going to cover today are Kentucky, Ohio, Maryland, and Texas. So,
I've been to some of those.
Yep. I bet me too. So, we're going to start with Kentucky. The Kentucky Crybaby Bridge is found on Sleepy Hollow Road. So, that's also super spooky magooky.
Yeah, that really is. Yeah. I love that. Love that adjective.
Spooky magooky. Yeah. So, this is definitely really sad. So, just a quick trigger warning to this whole story, honestly. But this specific bridge on Sleepy Hollow Road in Kentucky is known as Crybaby Bridge because mothers would apparently go here all the time and drop their unwanted, sick, or even deformed babies to drown in the water below. Oh my god. Yeah, so legend says you can still hear babies crying if you go there at night. And what's interesting is actually in, like, 2015, the original wooden bridge was replaced with a newer one that's made of steel and concrete. And you can still hear the babies crying, like, if you go there at night. So.
Okay, so is it the bridge that's haunted or the water below?
Like, the water below, I'm pretty sure. Or just, like, maybe it's just, like, the general area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, the legend says, like, you have to be, like, standing on the bridge to hear, like, the babies cry. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, that's Kentucky. Moving on to Ohio. There are actually a few crybaby bridges in Ohio. And so, one is also known as Rogue's Hollow, because that's the road that it's found on. And apparently, this bridge slash road is only open from May to October because of how dangerous it is, like, in the winter. Like, the road is just super, like, steep. So... Mm-hmm. Many deaths have occurred on this bridge, basically just due to, like, weather and the steep incline if there's, like, snow because it's in Ohio. So, that's why it's only open during the warm months of the year. So, it's said to be haunted by many, many people. And the most common thing that people say they hear are babies crying. And this bridge, like, doesn't really have anything, any stories behind why. So, I'm, like, assuming maybe babies died in, like, the car accidents.
Aww.
Which is just still so sad.
I mean, that does happen.
So. Yeah, it does. So, yes. Moving along, another crybaby bridge in Ohio is the Screaming, and it is accompanied by not only Screaming Babies, but the Screaming Bride of Maud Hughes. So,
okay. She's screaming?
She screams, yeah. And I don't even know why it's called that, actually. I'm assuming somebody named Maud Hughes, like, was screaming on it at one point. Which, is not good because this is, like, the most popular place in the whole state of Ohio for people to commit suicide off of. Just in the last couple years, at least 36 people have been reported to have died by jumping off the bridge. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. Wait, you said it's the highest in the state, or...
In the state, yeah.
That's, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and so, not only do people report hearing babies crying for this one, which even though there are no reports of babies, like, being thrown off, really. I mean, that also just because it's not reported doesn't mean it didn't happen. But people also report to see ghostly figures, like, strange mist and lights, like, all on the bridge when, like, nothing is there. So, like, that's super spooky.
And orbs.
Well, not orbs. Maybe orbs, but not according to my research.
Yeah.
So the legend says that if you go to this Screaming, Bride of Maud, whatever I called it, Maud Hughes, bridge, apparently, throwing it back, one day, a man and a woman, No. Yes. Sorry, I lost my spot. Okay. The legend says that a car was driving, like a little taxi driver, and he was carrying a man and a woman in the back seat, and the car stalled on the top of the bridge, so the man, like, got out to help the driver, you know, try to fix the car, and yeah. The woman waited inside of the car. So the man, like, the husband or whatever, gets back in the car, and the woman wasn't in the car anymore, but he didn't ever see her get out, so he was like, where'd you go? So he, like, got out and started looking for her, and tragically, he found her hanging off the side of the bridge.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really sad. Really How can sad.
You just, like, that seems so random, though, because, like, you would have to
have rope.
Like, you would think there would be more planning to that.
I know. And also, and that's just, what, like, the a little car. Bit sus, too. Like, is that right. really what happened, husband? I don't know. I
right. just don't know. Like, how can, like, just, like, something random goes wrong with the car and then you decide, oh, I'm just going to do this?
Right. Yeah, see, like, that seems a little bit sus if you ask me personally.
Mm-hmm. We're turning into true crime.
Yeah.
Right. We're like, actually, we're detectives.
I mean, we are, though. So that finishes that one. So we're still in Ohio. The third crybaby bridge in Ohio is found on Egypt Road, which is in Salem, Ohio. And legend says that one day a kid actually fell and accidentally drowned, which is why it got dubbed Crybaby Bridge. But there are also actually rumors of a cult of some sort running, like, in the woods, like, surrounding the bridge, and that actually that child's death might have not been an accident. So, like, I didn't go deep diving into this, but, like, it's unsolved. Like, they said it was an accident, but some people believe that it was this cult that, like, lives in the woods around it. Like, he could have been, like, a sacrifice.
Oh, my God.
And the reason that, like, that kind of sounds, like, a little out of left field, but in 2000... Yeah. But, no, because in 2010, there was a murder of an elderly woman who was found strangled to death and burned. And she was found to be thrown off the bridge, like, at the same spot. And they were like, okay, well, that also seems sus. And that case is still open. So, like, is it the cult? Okay. Like, people really do keep dying there. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and that one is suspect because it's, like, someone did something to her before throwing her off.
Exactly. That's what, like, I'm saying. Like, they're going to pick that specific bridge. It's weird. It's super weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, moving on to Maryland, there are also three crybaby bridges in Maryland. Now, what's interesting about these three that are in Maryland, is that in all of the legends, there is mention of these three bridges being, like, located right near satanic churches. Okay, so that's a little bit weird, but you know what else all three bridges have? Reports of sighting of none other than Goatman!
Oh my God.
Goatman.
They're all the Goatman's bridge.
yeah, apparently. So, if you haven't listened to our Goatman episode, you're going to want to go back. That is episode 41.
I did find that one. So you already had that ready.
Yes, I had that one ready. Because we love Goatman. Well, we don't, but we do.
yeah, exactly. Mixed feelings.
Yes. So, Goatman has been seen at all of these bridges. And so that's crazy. And now I'm like, are people just getting all happy with the legends? Maybe.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking.
Or maybe there's a bunch of Goatmen. I don't know.
True. I mean, it could be multiple.
It could be.
They're just, like, running around. Or he just, like, likes going to different places.
Exactly.
He's traveling.
He just likes different bridges, you know? He doesn't want just one. But, so, to go a little bit more on the darker side of history, a baby is actually known to have died by being thrown in the river back in the 1950s, like, right off the bridge. And the story goes that, like, this young mom threw her illegitimate child over the bridge and then took her life in the same way. And this is at one of the, it's a Maryland bridge, specifically in Prince George's County.
Oh.
if anybody knows where that is, not me. But, so that's at least how the legend goes, you know, that this illegitimate baby was killed and her mom also killed herself.
Yeah.
But historians think that it's a little bit darker than that, that that also happened, but that apparently this specific bridge in Prince George's County, was potentially used by the KKK in their ritual killings of African-American children.
Oh, my
God. And that it's actually these children who are haunting these bridges.
That's just so awful.
And so then that led me down a loophole of just, like, thinking, like, of all, like, lynchings in the past and, like, during all of these times, like, bridges would be a place to do that, you know, like, easier than a tree. And I'm like, ugh. Like, is it really haunted? Like, that's just, it's so dark. So dark. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's not the case. But specifically, that bridge, it has just so much ghost activity. Like, so, you just have to know so many bad things have happened there in the past.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's not one, like, that, like, a bunch of car accidents happens at. Just random things happen. So, that is that, I suppose. And lastly, we will go to Texas, where there are also three well-known crybaby bridges. And at all three, actually, there are car accidents at literally all three, and they're none located near each other. So this is weird, I feel like, that, like, all of the crybaby bridges in each state kind of have the same story. But anyway, the ones in Texas, there were all car accidents where the babies and mothers both died by drowning in the waters below the bridge.
Oh, jeez. They didn't survive?
No. No.
Oh, my God.
So, also there, children can be heard crying and moms can be heard, you know, searching for their children. So, looking at all of this information, like, what the heck is going on with all of these babies being thrown off bridges? Like,
right, like, why is seemingly, like, every bridge a crybaby bridge?
Right, right. And so, as I mentioned, there could be some racial issues that, like, you know, at play.
Yeah.
At this, for sure, like, lynchings and stuff. And, you know, those barely were ever reported, so, like, we really don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
Where. But also, you know, back in these times, none of these, they really had dates that I could really tell. Because, I mean, you know, they're just legends, but, and the bridges are still there today. But, women having children out of wedlock, like, this is only an idea that people are very recently, like, starting to become okay with. Like, as of, like, even, like, this year. Like, having kids without being married has been so stigmatized, like, over time. And, like, back in the, like, people were killed over it.
Mm-hmm.
So, thinking about, like, so the time, like, imagine if you were a single mom who had just had a baby, like, knowing that you couldn't go back to town because you didn't have a husband. Like, they kind of almost didn't have a choice. So, you know.
Yeah, it's just so sad that they felt like they had to do stuff like that.
I know. It's so sad.
But it's also Women's History Month.
I know.
So you know, I'm glad we've made it this far.
We have made it this far. There's no excuse to throw any babies over bridges today, so let's not do that anymore.
Yeah.
You can just simply drop them off at a firehouse if you don't want it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, why did they not do that?
I don't know. I don't know if that was a thing. I feel like it wasn't a thing back then.
No, I think it was.
Maybe.
I feel like that's been like a known thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like in media and like shows, I've seen that before.
I mean, true. Maybe. But I don't know.
Also, why the fire station?
I don't know.
I'm like, it's like thinking
a safe
about
place.
It.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But like not the police station, you know? Like, it's a safe enough place, but also not the police.
Yeah, that's true. Because like sometimes the police can be low key scary.
Yeah. Or like, like you don't also like want to get caught either. Like,
yeah.
Giving
like
up
abandoning
a baby.
A child.
Yeah. Like, it's not good. Yeah. So. Anyway, to end on a less serious note, though, do you think that maybe, possibly, potentially, all these crybaby bridges could be connected somehow? Like, through the devil?
Maybe.
I know. Like, I just, like, think, like, about the goat man. And I'm like, what if, so I've been playing a lot of Mario on my Switch, and okay. like, what if, like, these crybaby bridges act as, like, the little green tubes in Mario?
Like a portal?
Yeah. That's oh. really just, like, out of nowhere, left field, but I'm just thinking.
And they all connect.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, all the same things are happening on all these bridges. That's weird.
Wait, you know what else it connects back to?
What?
Water creatures.
Okay, and how so?
Because the fact that, like, all these water creatures are evil and, like, water is below bridges.
Mm-hmm.
So...
maybe they could be nabbing them, yeah.
Fact that water is evil in all these legends.
I got it. I heard. Yeah, see. that's also true. So, I mean, I don't know. But the fact that even that they're connected to Goatman, that basically just means that they're connected to Satan, in my opinion.
Yeah, see, so, I don't know. That too.
Portals to hell? Who knows?
But also, okay, you know the Satanist church?
Mm-hmm.
People think it's really bad, but it's also, like, kind of not bad.
Yeah.
Maybe people are doing this stuff or, like, spreading these rumors just to have bad press for the Satanists.
I mean, I think I can so easily see that being, like, a Christian agenda, you know?
Right. They're like, oh, my God, the Satanists threw babies off of this bridge and that's haunted. But, like, they didn't really.
I mean, they 100% that's true.
Yeah.
Like, people have definitely made up stories just because of that. 100%. Yeah. But I would be, honestly, 100% down to visit any of these crybaby bridges, honestly. Like, any of them.
I feel like there's probably one near us, too.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I didn't look it up because I just, like, looked at the most popular stories, but...
yeah.
There has to... I mean, there's crybaby bridges literally everywhere. But here's what is interesting is that I have only been able to find them in the United States. So I'm like, where's that connection lead to? I don't know.
Maybe they call it something different in other countries.
Yeah, maybe. Also, like, the name makes it sound... funny and not as serious as it is.
Yeah, literally.
Baby ghost. Ghost yeah. babies crying is really sad. So
yeah.
Anyways, I know. Yeah.
Just thinking about ghost babies. Oh, that's so sad.
I know, like, they're stuck here because they're not at peace. Like, that's actually, like, the saddest thing ever.
I just thought about, what if there's ghost babies at, like, hospitals?
There probably are. Oh, my God. So sad. Okay, no. Anyway, that's the legend of baby bridges.
Never mind.
Just moving on sad. Because that's really sad.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, so crybaby bridges. Say that five times fast.
No thanks.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either.
Okay.
Definitely go check out our Instagram to see some pictures of some crybaby bridges and to see some pictures of Philly.
Yes.
In this park. What's it called again?
Oh, I know. Washington Square.
Washington Square. That actually blew my mind. I really did not know there were bodies under it. And now I'm starting to believe that, like, every major park, like, do we need to check out, what's the one in New York called? That big one. Can't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah, me neither. Central Park. Yeah, there we go.
Honestly,
are there bodies there?
Maybe I should look that up.
I think we have to look it up. Because it's turning out a bunch of major parks are actually burial grounds. And I feel like that's something that people need to know.
Right.
Like, honestly. So, yeah. Please go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you're listening on Spotify, answer our little questions that we put in there because they're fun. And we like reading the responses.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Happy St. Patty's Day. Go get some beer tomorrow. I won't be getting beer because I don't like beer, but I will be drinking something else probably. So
yeah. I mean, that counts too.
Yeah.
As long as you got to make sure it's green.
Of course. Well, okay. I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's all I have this week for you.
All right. Me too. Cue the music.